WTAW News Time is 8:06, 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinard. An undercover investigation of three unlicensed Bryan massage businesses that began with a tip to Brazos County Crime Stoppers has led to five arrests. According to the arrest reports from Bryan Police, three managers were arrested for operating without a license. One of the managers and employees at the two other locations were arrested for prostitution. The investigation involved Rose Spa on East 29th and two locations of Chi Massage on South Texas and Royal Street. More information and photos are online at WTAW.com. Two adults and two children from the Houston area were killed in a plane crash near the Navasota Airport yesterday. Grimes County Sheriff Don Sowell told our sister station Navasota News 1550 a medical helicopter found the single-engine, four-seat plane for emergency responders. That's after another pilot reported the crash to authorities at Easterwood Airport.
It's in a wooded area, partial area near the airport.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the victims had left Hooks Airport in spring about 15 minutes before the crash was reported.
We have a 100 bucks.
Three people were hurt following a crash early yesterday morning at Welburn and Fitch. College Station police report a westbound SUV went through the intersection and was hit on the driver's side by a northbound car. The driver of the car was admitted to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. A passenger in the SUV and the driver of the car were treated and released. There's enough savings from construction contracts awarded by the Bryan School District as part of its November 2014 bond issue to pay for additional projects. Facilities Director Jeff Windsor says that includes additions at the Transportation Center.
We have 100 bus drivers over there, a great many of them women, and we have two toilets. That's just not acceptable.
That's part of moving bus drivers out of a portable building. The $1.5 million project also includes a lift for bus maintenance and remodeling another building to move the grounds department from its current location off Highway 21. Three men want to represent Brazos County in Congress. They were among the participants in the recent Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum.
The first question dealt with veterans benefits. Ralph Patterson of Waco says vets waiting more than a certain time for medical treatment should be allowed to see a private provider.
I believe Congress has to put rules in place to make sure that these people are held accountable that are not taking care of the veterans in the way that we've promised them we'll do.
Caleb Sims of Grosbeck says the Veterans Administration has failed vets and Congress has not fully addressed problems.
As far as the implementation, I don't think Congress is where that problem will lie. It'll lie in the hierarchy of the VA system itself. And we're going to have to move the executive and make sure that we get the people in place and hold accountable the people that are there.
Incumbent Bill Flores of Bryan says the VA secretary has refused to use his legal authority to fire substandard employees, which is something the Constitution does not allow Congress to do.
The VA secretary has all the power he needs right now to turn that beast around. I just hope he'll do it someday. When we get a new conservative president, we'll get a new VA secretary. We'll fix the VA.
A reminder, Election Day voting in Brazos County can be done at any location. The list is online at brazosvotes.org. Comments from the candidates forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 63 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More local news coming up in at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zinert at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Political ad paid for by Timothy D'Alessandro for state representative.
As a Navy veteran, Timothy D'Alessandro took a lifelong oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Texas is a sovereign state. Unfortunately, our representatives have let us down. Timothy will stand up and fight for Texas. Timothy D'Alessandro is AQ rated by the NRA and TSRA and has been certified as a pro-life candidate by the Texas Right to Life.
I'm Timothy D'Alessandro, and on March 1st, I'm asking for your vote.
Good morning. It's 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You're checking some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. And they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information.
We'll have a mix of sun and clouds across the area this afternoon. It'll be warm with a high in the upper 70s. Increasing clouds are expected tonight, breezy with a low only dropping into the lower 60s. Cloudy and breezy on Tuesday with showers and thunderstorms possible, high 70 to 75. Clearing skies Tuesday night, cooler with a low near 45. And plenty of sunshine is expected on Wednesday with a high topping out around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, so they're at it again in North Korea. Kim Jong-un showing off a newly developed anti-tank weapon by claiming it's so powerful.
How powerful is it?
It could turn the most heavily armored enemy tank into a boiled pumpkin. His words, their words, whatever.
It's magic?
Yeah, Pyongyang's state media says that Kim had watched tests of the portable laser-guided rocket and declared that it had the longest firing range in the world. The leader of the secretive state also claimed it is as accurate as a sniper's rifle. He noted with great satisfaction that even the special armored tanks and cars of the enemy, which boost their high maneuverability and striking power, now are no more than boiled pumpkins before his anti-tank guided missile. Just saying. Boiled pumpkin.
I bet those South Koreans are on gourd after that.
Oh, statement. Very nice.
Oh.
Okay, thanks. All right, here we go. It's the cars that depreciate the fastest. With spring coming, thinking about getting some new wheels. Here we go. Number nine is the Mini Cooper.
Oh, I can imagine.
Goes down 29.3%. Okay. Number eight is the Lincoln MKS, 30%. But
is
what's
that
his
Matthew
name?
McConaughey's
yeah,
car?
Yeah, he drives one of those, doesn't he? A Mercedes S-Class at 32%. Volvo?
What?
33%. All goes right. Down. You lose 15K the first year.
They're boxy but safe.
GMC Yukon XL down 33% in a year. Chevy Impala, 33.5% a year. And a tie between two very unusual cars, I would think, both at 37%. The Cadillac CTS. And, of course, when you think of this, you would think for the Smart for Two car as well. Why does the Smart for Two go down so much? Does it just rattle and start falling apart after the first year? Because that's one of those little bitty things like would fit in this control room, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just about.
I saw two large people get into one of those the other day. Kind of weeble-wobbled down the road, if you know what I'm talking about. And number one at 38%, it loses $16,000 the first year is the Hyundai Genesis.
Mm.
So. All right.
Those when we had our smart car, I don't know if it was a smart for two or what the difference is. We had our little smart car, the Mint.
Yeah.
It had a lot more room than you might expect.
It was staggeringly big inside. I will give them that.
What do you mean staggeringly big? Surprisingly big, maybe?
Surprisingly staggeringly big?
I never got in it.
Well, I know. Oh, man, I don't know that you could reach the pedals.
I thought it had a front seat. I thought it had a front seat.
Oh, day made.
Yeah, okay. There we are. So let's see what else we got. Oh, here you go. Make you feel good. For married women who can't figure out why they always have so much housework, researchers now have an answer. It's because they're married. Recent study found from the University of Michigan showed that having a husband creates an extra 7 hours of extra housework.
Holy cow.
Oh, but a wife saves her husband from an hour of chores around the house each week. Researchers found that young single women did the least amount of housework at about 12 hours a week. Married women in their 60s and 70s did nearly twice that amount, while women with more than three children spent 28 hours a week cleaning, cooking, and washing.
Mm.
That on top of a full-time job could be a full-time job.
Just saying. So let's see. The you heard about the there was a city who hired goats.
Oh yeah.
Here we go. Breaking news from Oregon. That's not that big a deal. A crew of 75 goats fired by the city of Salem, Oregon, following allegations the goats were demanding outrageously high salaries and not doing the work. No, not really. The city of Salem has rented a goat crew for 6 weeks to eat weeds and other invasive plants on a 9-acre area of the city. The final price tag was about $21,000. That included more than $2,500 for goat monitoring. What? It's a goat.
Is that on your business card?
Yeah. $2,000 for a crew of prison inmates that had to clear the blackberry bramble that the goats were supposed to eat but didn't. Instead, the bad goats.
Thank you. That was bad.
Thank you. Ate the plants the city wanted to keep.
Oh.
Or they ate the tree bark. On top of that, Salem Public Works operation manager told the city council that the goats also left behind, well, a heavily fertilized area, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Which shouldn't come as a surprise, should it? Washington Post said that the goats firing may come as a blow to the goat lawn mowing trade, which already is facing insurgent challenges from competitors like sheep. Wow. This is an odd but growing industry, and homeowners and commercial interests also looking for more eco-friendly ways to mow the lawn. Google says goats, using goats to maintain their grounds in the California corporate campus, by the way. The city of Boston also hired goats for public work. Chicago O'Hare employed goats and sheep and llamas. If you're so inclined to try it, you can even hire goats of your own through Amazon. Just prepared to know, be prepared to know that there will be a heavily fertilized lawn in that area.
Rent a goat?
Yeah. Because they do what they do. As a matter of fact, the story that they had on America's First News this morning, they in fact quoted the lady who was in charge of the goat rental thing, saying that, well, it was a very positive situation for the goats. People really liked them.
See, that's a situation where if you bought instead of rent, you could save money because you let the goats eat for a month, and
yeah,
then at the end you have a big shish kebab.
Sure, you're right. That's a good ROI right there.
Yeah, get people to pay for their shish.
Yeah. Thomas, while we're talking about that and goats and stuff, Thomas Thwaites spent 6 days in the Swiss Alps to experience what it's like living life as a goat.
Come on.
Thomas says that he was in a bit of a down period when he happened to be dog-sitting his niece's dog. Okay, you're dog-sitting your niece's dog. He thought, wouldn't it be nice to just have a break from all the stress? So, like most of us, he decided the best way to escape the pressures and stresses of modern life was to live as a goat, like a billy goat.
I know that's what I'm kind of down in the dumps.
Would it shock you that he's a graduate of the Royal College of Art Design?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, he applied to a London arts agency to help pay for his goat holiday. They called his bluff and offered to pay his ticket to the Swiss Alps. He went to a goat farm, having some prosthetics made. He had prosthetic hooves and prosthetic black legs. After 3 or 4 days getting the hang of the new hooves, he challenged himself to cross the Alps, because that's what goats do.
They must.
Tom says the Alpine experience was intended to better appreciate the animal's anatomy and their psychology.
Oh.
Just saying. What do you think? Ready to do that?
No.
Maybe not.
Did he eat their diet?
I don't know, and I'd like to see the prosthetics. I can't imagine that they're comfortable. Right?
It could have been utterly ridiculous.
We don't talk goat udders, do we?
I just did.
What, is that a different kind of hoof than a cow has? Do we know?
I think they're cloven, aren't they?
Just saying.
Yeah, no, he went whole hog, so to speak.
Oh, you got a picture?
Yeah. There's a video.
Yeah, and I'm not walking down the hall.
Looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Your Disney visit is now going to cost you depending on the time of year. Disney World and Disneyland are now charging different ticket prices depending on the calendar, which will be divided into value, regular, and peak periods. The new pricing plan will apply to one-day tickets. For example, the value period for Orlando's Magic Kingdom will stay at $105 for a one-day ticket. Regular season will rise to $110. Peak will shoot up to $124. Netflix knows you only spend about 1 minute sifting through its offerings, so it's just revamped its recommendation system so it won't lose you. Netflix researchers have discovered that if a typical subscriber doesn't find something to watch in 60 to 90 seconds, they may move on to a video game, book, or TV. So it's changed the personalized recommendations it offers to make selections quicker and easier. A big flop at the box office, the big-budget action-adventure film Gods of Egypt opened at just $14 million, a paltry start for a movie that cost $140 million. That's your money now.
Should you worry about identity theft during tax season? The answer is yes. The IRS reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single year due to identity theft. Plus, thieves can use information from your tax documents to steal your identity well after tax season ends. Maybe you think free credit monitoring will help. Well, it may tell you if there's a problem with your credit, but it won't help you try to fix a tax fraud problem. LifeLock will. If you're a victim of any type of identity theft, their U.S.-based team of specialists will work to resolve your case. And they'll spend up to $1 million on lawyers and experts if that's what it takes. With LifeLock, you get peace of mind now and all year long. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-916-7170 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code Gordon. That's Gordon to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-916-7170. 1-800-916-7170.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M basketball team got a win over the weekend against Missouri, 84-69. Meanwhile, Kentucky was playing at Vanderbilt, and the Commodores beat the Kentucky Wildcats in that one. That means Texas A&M and Kentucky now are tied for first place. We have two games remaining for both teams. A&M up next tomorrow night at Auburn. We'll talk more about that game tomorrow. It will tip at 8, our broadcast at 7:30. Meanwhile, Texas A&M baseball team over the weekend goes to Pepperdine, where they take 2 out of 3. They will be at home tomorrow night against Houston Baptist. That game will have first pitch at 6:35. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Learfield Sports.
Sports Director's Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Director's Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Director's Cup.
If you have missing or failing teeth, All on 4 Dental Implants by Dr. Michael Reese will give you a complete set of new teeth in one day at one location at an all-inclusive price. Attend our free seminar March 1st or 2nd to learn more about All on 4, see actual patient results, get your questions answered, and enjoy complimentary food. All on 4, the new choice for all new teeth in just one day. Register at drreese.com or 846-6515.
Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for County Commissioner, Precinct 3. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, and city boards. He is an active member of St. Joseph Catholic Church. Vote Gabriel Garcia for County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Political ad paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Patrick Sefcik Treasurer. What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save. Like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
This is Kyle Cassell, your state representative for House District 12. For too long, Washington, D.C. has ignored the problems on the Mexican border, allowing millions of illegals to come to the U.S. As your state representative, I voted to increase state funding for Texas border security, added hundreds of new border troops, and created new, tougher crimes for human smugglers. That's why I've been endorsed by law enforcement, and I would be proud to have your vote. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Kim Commando here. I had an interesting question posed to me over the weekend. If we completely ignore everyone's rights to privacy, just how much spying can a smartphone actually do as they're built right now? The answer is shocking. If all privacy restrictions are lifted and the phone software is updated to allow this, your smartphone can report exactly where you're located right now. By monitoring other nearby phones, it can report who you're with and how long you stay there. It can be made to secretly activate its internal microphone and listen in, or even record your non-phone conversations. It can activate its video camera and reveal what's going on around you. Of course, it can be made to upload all your texts, emails, photos, and contacts, a list of who you called and who called you. And it can secretly record and later upload any conversations you have. With an easy software modification, smartphones can do this right now. So if you don't think the FBI's battle with Apple is a big deal, think again. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. I've been cheering you on about starting your something awesome on the web. And with GoDaddy's help, you can make it happen. Whether you want to start a business, a nonprofit, or do something else, the first step is getting that perfect domain name from GoDaddy. A great URL lets everyone know what you're all about. So do what I've done and get your domain name at GoDaddy. With your domain, you can start your blog and share your expertise with the world. You can present a professional image to your customers with a great-looking website and domain-based email. And you can even connect your domain name to your LinkedIn or Facebook page so more people can easily get the information you want to share. The opportunities are endless, and it all starts with your domain name from GoDaddy. And if you're thinking, this is too complicated for me, don't. GoDaddy's award-winning customer support team is ready to help anytime, day or night. Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com/Kim starting at $1 a month. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are expected to arrive today at the scene of the plane crash near the Navasota Airport yesterday that killed two adults and two children. Grimes County Sheriff Don Sowell told our sister station Navasota News 1550 the wreckage was spotted by another pilot who reported it to Easterwood Airport.
Easterwood called the sheriff's office. Deputies went out here with the fire department and EMS. And after a ground search and with assistance from the PHI helicopter airmed, we were able to locate the crash site.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the single-engine, four-seat plane had left Hooks Airport in spring about 15 minutes before the wreckage was found. Morgan says the victims are from the Houston area. A midnight hour crash yesterday at Welburn and Fitch sent three people to the hospital. According to College Station Police, a westbound SUV went through the intersection and was struck on the driver's side by a northbound car. The driver of the SUV was admitted to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. A passenger in the SUV and the driver of the car were treated at a hospital and released. Anyone with additional information is asked to call College Station Police. Five women were arrested by Bryan Police Friday at three unlicensed massage businesses. A tip last summer from Brazos County Crime Stoppers led to an undercover investigation by members of BPD's Directed Deployment Team, the Department of Public Safety, and Houston Police. The managers of the Rose Spa on East 29th and two Chi Massage locations on South Texas and Royal were arrested for operating without a license. The manager at the Royal Street location was also arrested for prostitution along with employees at other locations. All five were released from the Brazos County Jail after posting bond. Photos, including a screenshot taken during the investigation, are online at WTAW.com. College Station Police responded to a domestic disturbance Friday during the noon hour where a man holding his one-year-old daughter jumped to avoid being hit by a car. 29-year-old Pilecia Johnson of Bryan was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and child endangerment in the parking lot of Southgate Village Apartments. The child was not hurt, and the man refused medical treatment at the scene for scratches. The day after a Bryan man was released from parole for biting a College Station police officer, he was arrested for selling drugs out of his home. 23-year-old Hector Ocampo Jr. was arrested following a search by Bryan police and College Station police and Brazos County Sheriff's deputies. According to the arrest report, BPD's drug enforcement team had watched for 2 weeks what officers thought were drug sales at a house on Kasib Street off of 28th Street east of Palisota. The officer seized more than $500 of cocaine, marijuana, and mushrooms, more than $1,300 cash, and a partially loaded .380 caliber handgun with 100 rounds located next to the pistol. In College Station, a teacher at Timber Academy High School told his principal he saw two students involved in a drug sale. 18-year-old DeAnthony Williams was arrested after he told College Station police he gave a friend 23 pills made up of six different prescription drugs. The street value is estimated at $125. Williams is also awaiting trial on a charge of cutting his mother with a knife during a fight last December. College Station police has released a video of a robbery at the La Quinta Hotel that took place on January 2nd. You can see the video online at WTAW.com, along with how to call CSPD if you recognize the suspect. Bryan school board members were told this month there's been enough savings from construction contracts already awarded as part of the bond issue passed by voters in November 2014 to add two more projects. Facilities Director Jeff Winsner says one will move the grounds department to the side of the transportation center.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to take a side of the pavilion that was an old building. It's a metal building over right at the corner of Tabor and Highway 6, and we're going to move them into one end. And PBK is going to design some offices, a break room, restrooms, part storage, a place to work on the equipment. That will all be enclosed. And then we'll have a storage area underneath the roof to extend the life of our equipment so it's not out in the rain.
There will also be an addition to the transportation center, which will move bus drivers out of a portable building and create room for a lift for bus maintenance. Republican voters in the Brazos County primary will help decide which of three men will be elected to Congress.
The trio was the last to appear at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, which you can hear online at WTAW.com. Here's a sampling of their closing comments, first from Grossbeck business owner Caleb Sims.
If our nation is to change course, we've got to have decision makers that are going to make things happen. Excuses are not good enough. If what you're doing is not getting it done, do something different.
From incumbent Bill Forres of Bryan.
Some folks here will try to convince you that they can vote no and wait for perfect to come along. Well, folks, Congress is not perfect, and perfect ain't going to happen. Now, don't get me wrong. Voting no is sometimes the right thing. However, voting no and promising perfect is a flawed strategy.
From the chairman of the Republican Party in McLennan County, Ralph Patterson.
I don't want our tax dollars funding abortion. I don't want our tax dollars funding Syrian refugee resettlement. And there's a lot of other things that we don't want it funding. But if you wait till the last minute and try to get things done, you're not going to get good things done.
A reminder, Election Day voting in Brazos County can be done at any location. The list is online at brazosvotes.org. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 836. It's 64 degrees. If you have news tips, photos, or videos, you can text those to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More local news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Happy New Year from Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, checking some weather, brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Clouds followed by partial sunshine. Temperatures will be warm today, 75 to 80 degrees. The clouds return tonight. We're breezy and mild overnight, 60. Lots of clouds, breezy tomorrow. Shower and thunderstorm may move through. Temperatures are going to be 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clearing, cooler, and drier tomorrow night with a low of 45. A nice day on Wednesday. High pressure leads to sunshine, and highs will be near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's Monday, huh? It's
all day.
It's our spare day. Today's our spare day. Been saving up for 4 years. Yeah, we have. So, because it takes 365.25 days to go around the, you know, the all the way around.
That's almost right.
Yeah, I know. So, a man of Virginia allegedly disguising himself as a Walmart worker so he could shoplift undetected. Okay. Chesterfield police have released surveillance video of the man who entered the store dressed in an official Walmart vest. That's when he allegedly headed to the stockroom, loaded up several TV sets, and pushed them out of the store through an emergency exit. The 20-something thief loaded the TVs into a waiting SUV, took off. So far, no suspects have been named.
We'll see. Rolling back his own prices.
So, I mean, how much road rage can you get from a moped? Boston police have nabbed a moped driver who was threatening motorists with a gub.
Oof.
With a gub?
He was waving, he was weaving in and out of traffic and hit the mirror of a car, knocking it off. The person in the car stopped to check on the damage, and the moped driver stopped as well, pulling out a gub and threatening him and then leaving. Shortly after, the moped stalled, and police were able to apprehend the suspect.
Better be careful which way he fires that. It could make his moped drive backwards.
Yeah,
it could.
The recoil.
Moped, yeah, dang moped. Just well, anyway.
I guess they're scooters.
Yeah,
because there's no pedals.
No, there are pedals on a moped.
What? Oh, was he actually on a moped or a scooter?
Yeah, no, he's on a moped. No, I'm telling you. Moped, dude. Moped. Just saying.
Is that what they say? Because I feel like people say moped when they really mean scooter.
Like a Vespa?
Yes.
Or whatever. Or, you know, I have no idea. Okay, so it's Feb 29.
Yes.
Which means that there's going to be extra stuff today. Because of that extra day of the year, Americans will use an additional 7.9 million batteries. Because the extra day, an extra 12 million Crayola crayons will be made. Because of today, your heart will beat an extra 115,200 times. Because of today, 6.5 million additional apps will be downloaded at Apple's App Store. Because of today, 480 million additional selfies will be taken by millennials.
If you want to feel worse about it, the heartbeat thing's actually backwards. It'll take longer to get to your 80th birthday, your 90th birthday, because of leap days.
You're right. That's true. Yep.
Missed it by one day.
That's right. Just that much. And the world will use an extra 230 billion sheets of...
toilet paper?
That's right. Just saying. What else we got? 300 million in China are smokers. 68% of the Chinese men smoke.
Wow.
68%. 3% of the women. So that's pretty interesting.
Must be a cultural thing.
I suppose so. I wouldn't normally think there would be that wide a variation.
And you can't run out of stuff this quick, otherwise you'll have to talk about the Oscars.
No, I'm not. No, we're going to lip balm addiction now. Plus, remember, we got the Razzies ahead of the Oscars.
Aha!
So, yeah, I think we'll be pretty safe today. We won't have to talk about the Oscars unless Ben comes in and makes us do it. So, it seems that the more lip balm you use, the more you need to use. It's not an addiction exactly. It's more like kind of a vicious cycle. How do you boys do with this?
When I use it, I use a lot more, but that's just, I mean, I put you can say the same thing about toothpaste.
I put it on before I go to bed.
It's a pretty big business. And at least for me, it's cyclical. And, you know, in that sometimes I really need it and sometimes I don't.
It's not as much fun to put on in the middle of July.
Yeah. Some lip balm does have potentially irritating ingredients that can cause inflammation and loss of hydration. So the more you apply, the worse things get.
Oh.
So the more you need to apply. To avoid that, look for your lip balms that do not contain fragrances or camphor or menthol, okay? But those are the ones that make it feel good, you know what I'm saying? You know, you get that tingle thing happening.
You think the lip balm companies know this?
Yeah. Duh. Second problem is that many have occlusive ingredients. That is a form of barrier that blocks in the moisture. Now, here's a problem. Then your lips get lazy and they stop making their own moisture.
Oh.
So when you stop using lip balm, your lips dry out.
Got to rough them up a little bit.
Causes you that, yeah, a little sandpaper, a little Dremel. Do a little Dremel.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Anyway, so by if you stop using the lip balm, your lips dry out, which causes you to reapply. The only way to solve this is to let your lips dry out so they go back to making the moisture on their own. You don't have to go cold turkey, just cut back on the urge to use it. How you doing today?
Fine.
Well, what's the problem? I've gone cold turkey in my lip balm.
Oh.
Go away.
Now, that's the other thing. One of the products I like to use is Blistex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little tube. Squirts them out on your little finger and rub your lips. Okay. Now, do you offer that to somebody? If somebody wants to use yours, is that okay?
No.
No.
Oh, if it just squeezes out of the tube, that's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
maybe.
But you're not gonna pass your lip gloss stuff around or anything. And then the other part about it, I mean, there are a lot of things to think about when it comes to lip balm. I don't have a lot to do during the day. Well, it's kind of like a Bic pen and Tabasco sauce. I mean, think about it. Do you actually, if you're using a chapstick or Burt's Bees, well, hell, Burt's Bees is expensive enough, you better. Mm-hmm. You get in there and dig that stuff out of there when you get to the end.
Oh, yes, you do.
With Burt's Bees, you do. But I didn't realize, I guess, and it's been about 6 months since I bought any. Hell, you got to stand there and make decisions. It's like the cereal aisle now. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, different flavors, but how? Choose the original.
Yeah, but if you'll go, when's the last time you looked? When's the last time you looked?
It's been a while.
Been a while. I know. That's the thing. Well, when you go back, again, it's going to be like the cereal aisle. You're going to find there's so many different things to do. There's the lanolin whatever. There's the kind you use at night to remoisturize. And that crap's expensive. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's wax, right? Pretty much. Wax?
All right. Specially formulated for your lips.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Re-elect experience. Re-elect proven conservative values. Re-elect Lloyd Wasserman to our Brazos County Commissioner's Court. For the past 11 years, Lloyd Wasserman has applied his lifelong work ethic. Inspired by Texas A&M's Coach Bear Bryant, his experience as coach, teacher, athletic director, educational administrator, and mentor to generations as our Brazos County Commissioner Precinct 1. Lloyd Wasserman, available, responsive, and involved. Please vote to re-elect Lloyd Wasserman, County Commissioner Precinct 1.
Political ad paid for by Lloyd Wasserman.
There's a crisis on our border, and State Representative John Rainey is part of the problem. Let's look at his record. Rainey sided with every Democrat in the House and voted against $92 million in border security funding. With radical Islamic terrorists seeking to infiltrate our southern border, John Rainey put Texas at risk. That's wrong. And it gets worse. He was one of only three Republicans who supported taxpayer funding for embryonic stem cell research, the destruction of human life. Rainey voted with liberals to weaken border security, increase his own pension, and defends the destruction of unborn life. John Rainey, he's part of the problem and way too liberal. There's a better choice. Conservative Jess Fields. Jess Fields is a true outsider. Jess Fields will fight for border security and work to end sanctuary cities. And Fields is a pro-life Christian conservative, endorsed by Texas Right to Life. Texas values, conservative leader. That's Jess Fields.
Political ad paid for by Jess Fields campaign.
I like to use Bravo Brazos Valley to talk about do-gooders in our towns, doing good for good organizations, and it's really not hard to find them. They're everywhere among us. Sherry Eccles is one of those, and she's also on the advisory board of Big Brothers Big Sisters. They have an event coming up, but she talks about what that organization is.
Big Brothers Big Sisters matches up bigs and littles, a man and a boy and a woman and a girl. They go through an application process, a training process, and they have a child development professional who works with them throughout the year on any issues or questions that might come up. They just, you know, help them through. A lot of the bigs are college-age kids who haven't necessarily had children yet, and questions might come up that they don't have experience with, so the counselors are there to help them. Results from Big Brother Big Sister are measurable, and it's had a great success. Children who have a big are less likely to engage in violence. They're more likely to graduate from high school, and they're less likely to begin using drugs. Just by spending a few hours a month, 3 or 4 hours a month, one day a month, it makes a huge change in a kid's life to have a mentor.
Now, there's a fundraising event coming up March the 5th. Here's Sherry Eccles.
It's called Bowling for Kids' Sake. There are several levels of sponsorship.
Sherry Eccles says that Big Brothers Big Sisters has a big impact right here in the Brazos Valley.
Last year, they helped over 200 kids in the Brazos Valley. Yeah. Big accomplishment for a tiny little office.
And this year, they hope to be able to help even more.
Need support for the office and the people who, you know, the counselors and the people who do the administrative things to get the bigs matched up. It takes about $1,000 a year per big little couple. So depending on the funding and the applications,
Yeah, you get the idea. Big Brothers Big Sisters needs help from people like you. One way you can start is with Bowl for Kids' Sake. It's a fundraiser coming up March 5th at Grand Station.
We're collecting donations so we can get teams going. You can be a sponsor. You can collect your own team and then have each team member, you know, collect a little bit of money to put towards the program. The corporate sponsors are covering the cost of the event, and then any donations that come in past that go directly to the support of the kids.
Again, that'll be March the 5th from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock at Grand Station, and there are sponsorships available starting out at the level of $500. And then there's $1,000, $1,500, $2,500, and $5,000. If you're interested in helping Big Brothers Big Sisters, well, call Sherry.
If you're interested in making any kind of donation, $5 even helps. Everything helps. Give me a call again. My number is 979-492-0101. And I can direct you to the website to go to. It's a few clicks and it's done.
Now, I'll give you that website. It's www.bigmentor.org. www.bigmentor.org/AggieBFKS. Now, if you didn't get that, call Sherry. Again, her number is 492-0101. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Bowl for Kids coming up March the 5th. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Happy New Year from Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
I'm voting for Ralph Patterson for Congress. Bill Flores lied to me, and I'm tired of politicians trying to trick me. I can read a voting record. Bill Flores voted to fund Planned Parenthood when he voted for H.R. 2029. He voted to fund Syrian resettlement in Texas. Ralph Patterson supports a strong national defense. Ralph Patterson has endorsed the Cruz plan to deport illegal immigrants. Please join me and vote for Ralph Patterson for Congress.
This is Ralph Patterson, and I approve this message, paid for by Patterson for Congress.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So 7 minutes till.
He's the boss.
You know, in a world of important people,
certainly
he's here. He's here. He's the most important person we know.
Yes.
We'll pick up our phone calls.
More juice for the headset there, buddy.
Huh?
You got more juice for my headset there?
You want
there
some
you go. There we go. Yeah, okay, like well, it. I took WTAW off the air last night.
Oh.
To do. One of my lesser gifts is I am so old I can still work on transmitters. I still know how they work. And I took that baby down at 6:30. I took all the pieces apart and discovered the manufacturer had left about a $2 part that's not available anywhere in the world out of the box. So
great,
we put it all back together and left.
What time to finish?
Oh, I don't know. By that time,
you missed the Oscars.
We didn't even have to have the lights on because, you know, there's the flame of my hair as I was watching.
Missed the Oscars, did you?
I did miss the Oscars. Was it? I understand it was last night.
Yeah, I watched.
Look, Rylance should have won, and I'm glad. I'm glad he won.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio. He's the one.
Everybody was saying, "Oh my goodness, look how realistic his acting." No, if you put someone in the Alaskan outback, they're going to shiver. It's not acting.
No, that's not. That's a good point.
They're going to act cold because they are cold.
I almost believe that he believed global warming exists.
Yeah.
Well, he said they had to travel so far to get to snow. Oh, I felt sorry for him.
Yeah. Well,
the horror.
Yeah. And Spotlight winning Best Picture. Let's look at that in about 5, 6, 7 years and say it's like the time that Full Metal Jacket beat Avatar.
Right.
The biggest box office in the history of motion picture films. You look back on it and they'll say, which one was that?
Yeah. Every
I said
once
Full
in
Metal
a,
Jacket.
Yeah.
I, of course, meant the one.
Yeah.
What am I trying to
I don't
one?
Know.
Oh, it was.
Lots of little words.
It was Cameron's ex-wife that did it.
Oh, the one about the come on,
the Hurt Locker. Thank
Hurt
you.
Hurt Locker. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Wow, way to go! Nice call.
Boy, indeed.
It took pulled that out.
See, and that one won Best Picture.
It did.
And
well,
Saving Private Ryan versus Shakespeare in Love. Shakespeare in Love won, of course. Yes.
Fantastic Four and 50 Shades of Grey tied for Worst Picture. I love they had a tie.
I haven't seen 50 Shades because there's just a limit. To what I'll be seeing watching.
Was that only in the past year?
Yeah.
Goodness. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping
Fantastic Four was pretty awful.
I was hoping that Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, would have won. Or lost.
No. Isn't that 2016? Wasn't that a 2016 release?
You know, they all start running together.
I'll
so
tell you
much,
what.
I'm not sure.
I hope Eddie Eagle wins some
I want to see
stuff.
That.
It is good. Family fun.
I have seen.
I didn't say great. Chip Howard doesn't have to call
and
tell me how wrong I am.
I saw the two movies that I have seen back-to-back in the past 2 weeks were, one, Deadpool. Sorry, Mom.
That's a good movie.
And Risen.
Was that your penance?
That'd be your bookends. That'd be your movie bookends right there.
I liked them both.
Yeah.
Risen was Risen kind of took it to a new level for Bible epics. I mean, it wasn't epic, but it wasn't as they normally are. It was a good Bible movie.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
This is Kyle Cassell, your state representative for House District 12. For too long, Washington, D.C. has ignored the problems on the Mexican border, allowing millions of illegals to come to the U.S. As your state representative, I voted to increase state funding for Texas border security, added hundreds of new border troops, and created new, tougher crimes for human smugglers. That's why I've been endorsed by law enforcement, and I would be proud to have your vote. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
There go a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, Ben, you won another award this
Well, I went to pick it up, and they forgot to bring it.
Oh, dang. Aside from that, it was just perfect.
It was all right. I enjoyed speaking to the Texas Association of Broadcast Educators, and we talked about things. What I did was I gave them a wish list.
Oh.
And they jotted it down, and then they asked me, well, how do we do XYZ? I didn't anticipate Q&A at the end, but there was, and honestly, I didn't have an answer for some of them. I told them it was just a wish list.
That's okay. We want people to grow up and want to do what we do.
Yeah.
And that's difficult.
And I don't, it was, they were very nice people, and it was a very nice, it was,
and,
very,
you got
and
a
I'm
free
sure
lunch.
It's a gorgeous award.
Yeah. And you'll get it soon.
When they'll send it to me and all. So how was, do you guys know where Scott was on Thursday night?
Thursday night?
Yes.
He was
in the spin room.
He was in the spin room.
I'll show you the picture. I thought I'd been relegated to
neat.
Like way, way, way back in the back row where nobody else was. And then I hear this voice that I recognize, and there's Jamie Dupree right behind me.
Hey!
So, along with Jared Halperin, I think.
He's
anyway.